is out of Psalms 105:32. We're continuing from where we started. He turned their rain into hail with lightning throughout their land.
Today's prayer. O Lord, I praise you for your protection and your care. You turn the Egyptians' rain into hail with the lightning from heaven. Father, I humble myself in your holy presence. You, the Almighty God and the Deliverer of the Israelites, are also my Redeemer. Amen.
This music reminds me. When was the last time you were in a lightning storm? Think of the awesome power and attribute it to the Lord. One time, years ago, when I worked for the Forest Service, I was leading a team to clear trails, and I took them to the top of a rocky hill in the mountains to show them where a lake resided. We got up and a storm just came in. And in those days, we wore aluminum hard hats, and I had a pair of leather gloves with little metal clasps. Well, I was pointing out the lake, and every single time I pointed out the lake, I kept hearing this crackling sound, and then I turned my head and heard it. And I realized it was lightning just about to hit, bouncing off my hard hat. Well, needless to say, I took my hard hat, threw it down the hill, and screamed at the guys, "Run!" We ran down that hill for our lives, and about 30 seconds later, kaboom! A lightning struck hit right where I was sitting. Have you ever created static electricity? Had some smart aleck rub their feet and their socks on a carpet and sneak up behind you and touch their finger on your head and your back, and you just jump. Well, today, that's the action. Create some static electricity. And then take your finger to the wall or some other object like a light switch, and that little minute charge of electricity, that pop, is just a fraction of what lightning is. Think of all that and just a little bit, the small part of God's power that you're touching. Pretty good. You think what the power of God is like.
Today's treasure is found in Psalms 34, verse 1, reading, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. How often is his praise continually in your mouth? How often do you have those days? Do you have those?